From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 22nd, 2016. I'm Philip Graham. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Mountain Development Corporation has been awarded $400,000 in state funds to facilitate home repairs for Greene County residents. Corporation Executive Director Lawrence Krajinski said the funds come from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The funds received will be used for necessary non-cosmetic home repairs, such as a new heating system or roof repairs. Rental properties do not qualify. Krajinski said the funds are expected to become available by midsummer. The corporation was founded in 1980 and is the local rural preservation company for the county. It assists the elderly, family, and special needs households with home repairs, rehabilitation, and finding affordable housing. The Catskill Mountain Development Corporation is located at 448 Main Street in Catskill. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register-Star that David Colby announced on Monday, March the 21st, he will be leaving his position as Columbia County Chamber of Commerce President and CEO in late April. Colby will be relocating to Claremont, Florida, where he will leave the South Lake Chamber of Commerce. He has served as the Columbia County President for nearly 13 years. Colby told the paper he was most proud of the Chamber's support of small businesses at planning and zoning board meetings and the way it has become a distinct voice in the community during his tenure. Colby said in a statement, and I quote, "It has been a pleasure serving the local business community. Columbia County is a special place that will continue to grow and thrive," end quote. The transition to a new president is now underway with the formation of a selection committee. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. The Hudson Pride organization announced on March the 20th that it will not hold a parade down Warren Street this June for the first time in 6 years. The group and parade launched in 2010, working to, and I quote, "foster awareness of LGBT issues, working for equality, be a positive resource for the community, and award scholarships to Columbia County High School seniors for college tuition," end quote. But now, their statement said, and I quote, "After 6 years, we lost several of our key volunteer leaders. Hudson Pride Weekend costs a great deal of money and takes months of planning and preparing, not to mention lots and lots and lots of volunteers," end quote. The group will be, and I quote, "adding advocacy for LGBT elders to our mission," end quote. The full statement from Hudson Pride is in the WGXC newsroom. That's newsroom.wgxc.org. Bethany Bump is reporting at Capital Confidential that former Bronx School Superintendent Betty Rosa was elected the next chancellor of the New York State Board of Regents on Monday, March the 21st. Rosa succeeds longtime Regents member and Chancellor Merrill Tisch. Rosa was elected on a vote taken by her peers on the board. She received 15 affirmative votes. Two board members abstained. T. Andrew Brown was elected Vice Chancellor. In her remarks following the vote, Rosa emphasized the need to turn away from aspects of reform in favor of transformation. She said, and I quote, "We need to reconceptualize the work we've been doing, particularly around equity and justice," end quote. Rosa's ascension to chancellor marks a new era for the board as it oversees New York's transition to quieter, less controversial education policies. The state's growing opt-out movement offered a strong endorsement of Rosa as the next board chancellor. Her election comes as opt-out groups across the state warn of an even larger test refusal movement this spring. Last year, 20% of New York schools opted out of the state exams. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Register-Star that the Germantown Central School District Odyssey of the Mind teams are headed to the state finals at SUNY Binghamton on April 1st and 2nd. This is the district's third year participating in the International Problem-Solving Competition for students in kindergarten through college. The contest provides students with the opportunity to exercise their creative thinking skills. Some students were asked to build and drive a vehicle made from recycled materials. The members of the Fins, Feathers, and Friends team said their team had to pick three animals to dress up as if to help a stranger solve a problem that would threaten the other animals. All three Germantown teams placed in the regional competition this year, and 32 students participated in total statewide. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. For our final story, Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Daily Mail that with the scarcity of snow this winter, many area school districts have not used the allocated snow days, and in some cases, districts are now obligated to give those days back to the staff and faculty. The Coxsackie Athens schools have not used any of its 7 emergency closing days. Assuming there will be no weather-related closings for the rest of the school year, the district will change the last week in June for K to 8 students, and the administration may decide to give students a full day off on May the 27th. The Taconic Hills School Central School District does not give back snow days. It views the days as emergency travel days rather than paid vacation time. According to Superintendent Neil Howard Jr., the district is thinking about making the last day of school a half day for students. In Ichabod Crane District, by contract, any unused snow days become give-back days later in the school year. The Catskill School District is contractually obligated to give back the Friday before Memorial Day if there are no snow days. This year, the students will also receive the Monday after Easter as an extra vacation day. Cairo Durham Superintendent Anthony Tahibi said a decision on what to do with the district's unused snow days is forthcoming. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 50 degrees. For Tuesday night, a chance of showers mainly after midnight. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 42 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Tuesday night is 30%. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, a chance of showers mostly cloudy with a high near 59 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of rain, mainly before 10 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 39. And on Thursday, a chance of rain, mainly after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 55 degrees. Thursday night showers with a low around 46. Sunrise today was at 6:52 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:11 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 22nd day of March, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.